Drennan again in Donegal. It's going to affect the next stage, which is the Atlantic Drive. But the story of, I suppose, the leading cars coming off Fannett, which was dry this morning. We had a spit of rain at the start of it, but it was dry. It's over a 19-kilometre trek through the roads of Fannett for the crews. And Manus Kelly, 10 minutes, 28.6. Himself and Donald Barta, of course, the leaders in the Subaru Impreza S12B. A very, very steady run by Manus. All he has to do is get this car home. He has an advantage of 1 minute and 21 seconds over the chasing pack, and he will, himself and Donald, will win a third Donegal International in a row. But a steady time of 10.28.6. Josh Moffat, 10 minutes, 28.5. But the car's coming after Josh in the road. His brother Sam Moffat in the R5, 10.21.5. That was the quickest time on Fannett. Robert Barabel, 10.21.7. So both of those drivers taking some 7 seconds or so out of Josh. And that means overall that Sam is chasing down Josh in second position in the standings. Callum Devine had an off in Fannett, but he got back on the road. A bit of grass stuck to the front of the R5, 10 minutes, 46.3. Well, Eugene Donnelly, 10 minutes of 31 for Eugene Donnelly in there in Fannett. So the situation at the head of the field in the international, the top six, Manus Kelly still leading by a minute and 21 in that Subaru from Josh Moffat's R5 Fiesta. But Sam Moffat has now closed the gap to 5.8. Robert Barabel is 22.4 adrift of Sam in fourth. Callum Devine remains in fifth position, and Eugene Donnelly remains in sixth position. As for the national category, the advantage of Ian Barrett and Paul McGee has been reduced to 26.8 seconds in there in Fannett. Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan in that Darien, quicker than the Darien of Barrett by some 7 seconds. 10.31.7 for Gallagher, 10.38.7 for Barrett. That now means there's 26.8, the difference at the battle there with 5 stages remaining. Gary Kiernan remains in third position overall, but he is a minute down in the Escort. Ryan Moore, of course, on board calling the notes. 10.44.3 there for the Escort. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan, well, they are sitting in a fourth position overall. 10 minutes of 42.7. That means they have reduced the deficit to 6.1 on Gary Kiernan, who is in third position. And Ryan Loughran has come through as well with a time of 10.39.4. He's in fifth position at the moment. We're waiting on Frank Kelly's time, but that, of course, could all change because Frank Kelly was at just 1.3 of a second behind Ryan Loughran. Kelly's time's in, and Kelly lost time because Loughran was quicker. 10.39.4 for Loughran, 10.49.6 for Frank Kelly. So Frank Kelly stays sixth, but Loughran has opened up a gap now of 11.5. It was 1.3. It's now out to 11.5. But at the front of the National, it's Ian Barrett leading Kevin Gallagher. The Darien's 1 and 2. The difference now is 26. And as they head to Atlantic Drive at the head of the field, Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett continuing on a steady run here on the final day. They stay on course for 3 in a row. They now go to Atlantic Drive with a cushion of a minute and 21 seconds over the chasing pack, but it's going to be wet in the drive. There's clouds in the Downings area we can see in the distance. That's where we're heading now.